I would like to veer off a little bit from Abbas. I'd like to veer off from Abbas a little bit to another topic. Veer off just for a minute. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll continue on the Mishnah Zayin, Parashat Mishnah Zayin. What I want to speak about for a few minutes tonight is as this man, Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, the Olim's plugging away, the Olim's here, Befrat, it's a beautiful thing to see that at a time, there's a lot of chasnas now, tremendous, the Olim's the after Shavuos, Yadua, all the years, this year is over, so Baruch Hashem, Simchas Nechlaiz, Al Shlesna, the chasnas, there's tremendous, the Bachim have to leave different jobs, but it's beautiful to see, beautiful, and I mean it's in all sincerity, that you see Bachim steig away. I watch Nisi night after night, Ravi, seconds, and I finish it, I pick two, I can pick a lot of others. You see always at times like this, you see people, we learned the last Mishnah, with Malcolm Shane Ish, if there are people a little bit, because of different reasons, and kosher reasons, fashion kosher reasons, the you see people making commitments, it's a beautiful thing to see, really a beautiful, tehillah thing to see, you see people learning by smugga, and about that's the whole Koyach of Yid. The Koyach of Yid is to be an Ivri, is to be a different, that's the power of the Jew, Avraham Avinu put in us, Avraham Ivri. What does Ivri mean? Everybody can be an Ivri, I know, Zach, you know, once I'm Ivri, I can be another Ivri, I can be an independent. I could learn start the Hagam around me, do a chas, the Baruch Hashem, the Simchas, Gevalm. So that's a beautiful way to see. And I don't want to chas for Shalom, I'm going to speak about a topic that's a little legay of Bein Azmanim. So it's a chesu, okay, a Bein Azmanim, there's a few weeks left, we're in the middle of the Zman here. Why is it a Bein Azmanim? But I think it's Nageya now also, it's Nageya this Tekufa, this Tekufa, it's Nageya also. More to give it. It's man. It's like yeah, tkuf when there's when people are back and running to chas. When there's a certain feeling. And if I had to tell you, nobody. Not soif's man. It's emes's man. Tchilas man. Shdayim. The Olim's learning like it's the beginning of his man. We should keep plugging. Say it. Say it. It's beautiful to see. By the Olim, that's sinning here with that. But what I want to speak about this Indian. Every day we say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We know it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What are we doing with Kriya Shema? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Beautiful. Soif man, Kriya Shema. No machmir, you can't miss man. Kriya Shema Chas V'Shalom. Shabbos we daven early. It's a d'oraisa. Rebbein, Spima Zevad. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kriya Shema. Not to miss Kriya Shema. What's the amkus? What are we doing? What's Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is accepting the yoke around your neck. It's every Jew says, I accept the yoke of Malchus Shemayim around my neck. What does it mean to have a yoke? I respect, I accept upon myself the responsibility to serve Hashem. I accept it myself. A Ben Torah, when he says Shema Yisrael, his yoke perhaps looks different than somebody who's not the same dedicated to Torah. His yoke, his Kabbalah, his Olam Shemayim, is a much deeper Kabbalah. His Olam Malchus Shemayim, his perception of what Malchus Shemayim, what it requires of me, what it entails, what me having the Olam Shemayim is different than a person who's not a Ben Torah. When the Ben Torah says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he accepts a very serious yoke around the neck. This yoke is something that gives him tremendous, tremendous joy, tremendous joy. And one who has the yoke of Shemayim, we just went through Yom Tov Shavuos. What happened in Shavuos? We accepted the yoke of Torah. The old Torah we accepted. Nasa, the Nishma, we took the yoke of Torah. One of the reasons why we went to Mitzrayim first, one of the reasons why Hashem brought us to Mitzrayim before we accept this yoke, is a person can make a mistake. He says, oh, this yoke is so shver. Oh, it's overwhelming. It's impossible. So we went to Mitzrayim to tell Klal Yisrael, that you have bought them side to side. A person's an Eved side to side. Narbas, you have the great zchus, the mazel, the great simcha, the joy of being an Eved to the Borei Olam. You have the great zchus, your avdus is beautiful, of being an Eved to the Melech Malchei Amochim. What's the other choice? You think the other choice, there's no chayrus? This is chayrus. Ein becharish v'yasef ha-toyra. This yoke is the best. Is the best avdus in the world. It's the best. It's chayrus pasha this yoke. And the other option is servitude of Mitzrayim, a place mali shtufa mali zima. The other possibility is also avdus. Avdus to taivus. Avdus to all stupidity in the world. Also an avdus. And an avdus that leads nowhere. This is an avdus that leads to mitzchias. And that's an avdus that gets you nothing. This is an avdus that pays billions of dollars. An hour. And that's an obvious that gets me not a penny. Pisim and Ramses you build. You build on quicksand. It's not a coincidence in Mitzrayim they used to make us build buildings that always collapsed. That's the obvious of Mitzrayim. That's the obvious to Taiva. That's the obvious to Gashmias. The obvious is building houses on quicksand. That is the obvious. The obvious is you're not paid a penny. That's the obvious. And the obvious of Kabbalah Satoyer is Nitzchias. You paid $1 billion a minute. Nitzchias. That is the obvious. And we Badavka Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Look at this obvious and look at that obvious. Hashem put a har around us. Koifel and har kegigis. He put a mountain on top of us and he said, if you accept the Torah Mutar, it'll be good. Im lav shom take for us. Over there will be a burial. Why over there? Why over there? Here, po take for us. If you accept the Torah Mutar, Zal Chazal, if you don't accept the Torah, shom over there will be your death. Shom take for us. Shom. Po take for us. Here. Shom there. So I once heard Pshat, what happened was, he didn't hold it above our head, Hashem, the mountain. He cupped it around us. He hollowed it and cupped it around us. Kaifa, it was above us and around us. And he said, if you accept the Torah, if you have the Ola Torah on your neck, Gevaldik, Vim Lav, if at one point you want to throw off the yoke of Torah, Shom! At that point when you throw off the yoke of Torah, Shom take for us, and it's all finished. Because without the yoke of Torah is the yoke of nothingness, the yoke of building peace in the Ramses. It says, Kol Makabel Ol Torah, Marvir Men Ol Derech Eretz. If you have the Ol Torah, you don't have Ol Derech Eretz. If you don't have the Ol Torah, you have the Ol Derech Eretz. The one who's not accepting the Ol Torah has every Ol Derech Eretz. You want to know what Ol Derech Eretz is? His sewage backs up, his ceiling collapses, Hashem is there's a lot of Ol Derech Eretz. Kol Makabel Ol Torah, Marvir Men Ol Derech Eretz. So it sounds like an Einish. Sounds like a punishment. If you don't accept the old Torah, a punishment in all dark areas. If you have old Torah, it's not stamp a punishment by Allah. Hashem put in the Bria. A person has to have an oil. Every person has some oil. It's a choice. If he wants the oil to be won by Yat all dark areas for Seder. If he wants, he can make it. He can be the glick, the great, great glick to have the old Torah on his neck. The greatest oil, the oil that every person yearns for, the most beautiful oil, the oil of being an Eved to the Melech Malka Amalach Mavash Baruch. And every day in Kriya Shema, Makabel Ol HaTayr, Makabel Ol Mavashamayim on us. What a beautiful tefillah. And in the Bein Hazman, even in the time of the not Bein Hazman, in the middle of Hazman, a person has to hold himself stark. I'm not getting up here to describe what that point is, but there's something called Prikas Ol Rachman Utsalim. When a person does the exact opposite, he says, Idabis, Shema Yisrael, Shalakan Hashem Echad. And then afterwards he throws off the oil. It's called Prikas oil. When a person throws off the oil, I'm not coming to give it exact, each person has to decide his own. There's a fine line when a guy goes on a bachur will go on a trip, take a certain trip, and he does things that I can't say the exact one. There's something called relaxing, and there's something called Prikas oil. Prikas oil is such a shreff of a thing because it says you don't appreciate the beauty, the glick of your oil that you have always. That's not for one day a case I throw up the oil. Yeah, we're not looking to burst out. Sometimes you have an unhealthy guy. You see a guy, if you don't do it learning, you see a guy, you could see he just wants to burst out. You could see he's so, it could be about anything. Chas v'shom b'nei Torah, we sit in Shtayt. We're not looking to explode. We're not under such a pressure. We're about to explode. There was a guy in Mishlei. I couldn't find a guy in Mishlei. I think the yeshiva has one. I couldn't find it tonight. I wanted to read from a guy in Mishlei. He speaks that it's very unhealthy. When people have fears, it's unhealthy. When people have fears, in Yira, it's unhealthy. You ever saw a guy who's always nervous? He walks around and starts losing his hair. People die. The guy says people die by Mixas Yama from Yira. Yet Yerushalayim is Ma'aseh Yamim. The next mission of us we're going to do is Marvet Torah Marvet Chaim. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says that normally when you have such a thing, you're Oisik in to such a wild degree, and the Oisik in Torah is full of Yerushalayim and Yerushchet. So normally it takes away life. It's a beautiful going how Yerushalayim is so healthy, and it adds life. It adds chiyus. It is chiyus. Kiyem Chayenu is Chiyus. Because it's a healthy era. It's a era that fills a person with healthiness. We're not looking, Cholila, we're not looking to burst. Kabbalah, when we say Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, we're not overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed with love. With love of Hashem, we say we accept this yod. With Hakaras HaToiv to Hashem. With appreciation to Hashem. It's in Perek Yud. I'll read it to the Eilu Blineh tomorrow night. Blineh will read it going inside. I don't remember the past four things. I'm looking at them. It's in Perek Yud. Our Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim is a Kabbalah we do out of joy. It's a Kabbalah we do full of simcha. Molly simcha. And we're not exploding. We're pushing that. We're not about to burst. We're not... This Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, what gives us the koyach? When you see people around, when people around you are running the chasnas, and no tigers in anybody. When Yechavrus is running a chasna, and people are running here, coming, going, missing a few days. What gives this island the koyach, the one sitting in front of me, not as opposed to others also, but the frat, the one sitting, what gives Zayl the koyach, that Zayl is learning day after day, Seder after Seder, not stopping? Because the oil, we are happy with the oil. We appreciate the oil. We're not looking to throw up the oil. We love the oil. We cherish it. We value it. We're not looking. We're not bursting. We're not about to burst. So I love the oil. I don't have to tap any moment, seize the moment when I can get off the oil. We love that oil. We say Shema, and we're going to all say Shema again tomorrow, and again tomorrow night, and Nachmol the next morning. Morning, Ben Azmanim, I'm saying Shema also. Because we love the oil. We love it. I never saw a Shulchan Aruch, Ben Azmanim, you don't say Shema. We're not looking to burst out. Rahman al Tzlan. We're not looking to explode. We don't need the first opportunity of weakness to explode. We love it. We love Avodas Hashem. We appreciate it. We're going to say Shema again, a more powerful Shema tomorrow morning. And each person has to think into himself. It's very much by the person. Never to be pirate gold. And to think when he says Shema, how much he appreciates what he's doing. He values what he's doing. When you see a Bacher, Ben Azmanim, when you see a Bacher, all of a sudden, Ben Azmanim, he puts on mud in the clothing. He doesn't value the oil he has. He doesn't value it. Are you looking to burst out? What are you looking to burst out? Your special oil of being a Ben Torah, the oil of commitment fully to Torah, but it's hard and it's harsh. It's not harsh. It's something we appreciate. This doesn't mean that a person doesn't relax, doesn't save, that's not precious oil. Where this line is, each bacher to look into himself. Look into himself. But never, Rahman on this field, like bursting out in the first moment, seizing the opportunity. Come on, let's learn. We love the oil. We'll say Shema Ben Azmanim also. We want the oil 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's an oil we always want, this oil. In camp, in the city, anywhere. In yeshiva in the last few weeks of his man, we'll learn to say, we're not looking to burst out. We're not katina kabareach the base of Sefer, like a child who's running out of the base of Sefer because he's just exploding in school. He had enough, he can't wait to get out. The teacher's, recess, woo! He jumps out the window. No. I'm not exploding. There's nothing about me that's exploding. Let us work. We say Shema. Pause a little before Shema. Before we say Shema, let us pause a little and think how lucky we are. Ashreinu matoy chokeinu. We went through Azash Shavuos. What was the Shavuos? Kabbalas Olam HaShemayim. Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas Oil HaTorah. We went through Azash Shavuos. A beautiful Shavuos. That wasn't a good show for some parents who visited Waterbury, Connecticut. That was because we do understand, we do appreciate how lucky we are. When we sang Moitzei Shavuos, Ashreinu Matoy Chokeinu, when we refused to let go of Shavuos, we refused. It was way after Shavuos. My wife said when I came, what happened? How did you get home so late? What did you get home so late for? You're home so late after Shavuos ended 2 hours, an hour and a half ago. I said the Bachum couldn't let go of Shavuos. They couldn't let go of Shavuos. Because we appreciate the oil. And we appreciate the commitment to the oil. We're not bursting out our seams, waiting just, we're not exploding. We're far from exploding, we appreciate the situation we're in. Ashreinu matoy chokeinu, ashrei yom shkoch aloi, chai yoylam matav sechenu. Eternal life is, we're so lucky, how lucky we are. Chai yoylam matav sechenu. Eternal life is inside of us. We appreciate it, we're happy with it, we rejoice in it. Ahava rabba abtanu chemlo gdoilu visecho malchaleinu. Such pity he gave us the Torah. Pity is difficult! No, it's the best oil in the world. It's the best. Ein ben chayim nishyas b'tar. I love it. I cherish it. Let us all, when we say Shema, tomorrow morning again, say Shema with full kavana that we cherish this Olam. And we accept so. Let us make sure that at this point in this man, that we're not looking with an excuse because somebody around me is not, it had a chasna, then I'm perko. If I can't, I commit even stark. I love this Olam. If I can't, the last day of this man, the last say, this Olam is up. Somebody has to say it. Ellie, it's time to go home. Somebody's got to talk about Ellie's truth. Somebody's got to tell Ellie about it. It's time to go home. Your parents are waiting. Your jobs are faced. But when I'm not looking to burst down. And then when I go back in as a man, am I dressed like a Ben Tayyar? What does it mean when a guy dressed like a Ben Tayyar? It's not, it means he's not burst looking to this jacket and this white shirt that's bursting on me. And I'm just ready to. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What when you see you go on a trip with a white shirt and pants? I'll be rolling. What do you know what you're saying? You say, I love doing the Ben Tayyar. I don't want to burst out. Oh, we're going slow. Okay. Push that somebody will play ball. I don't want us to get this funny. Oh, say that. Oh, okay, I have to take it. Okay. Oh, I'm not burst. I'm not exploding in my suit. I'm not exploding in my white shirt. Ben is not, shh! The guy, he's Superman. Boom, he goes to the telephone booth. He comes out looking like, you're looking to burst out? Klamat, what we want, Ben Azman, a Bokka walks around with his head, by diving hat and jacket. It's not exploding on me, this oil of being a Ben Tayyar. Exploding the clock. I love it, I cherish it, I value it. Let us work now, before we go to Ben Azman, let us work in advance. Let us have a hana for this, cherishing that which we are. Cherishing that which is our lot. Cherishing when the yeshiva Bokka from Shasechas. Cherishing we have a chevra. We have a chevra. I feel very strong. I wish I look at that kind of the olam that's here now. Each one, first of all, makatayt, each one night after night, late in his man already. In the middle of Jewish, the stomach has to be someplace and it says it's usr at 11 at night, there's the learning by smother. Gotta say somewhere that it's usr. Right? Because they're living the whole day. I cherish each bachum here. I wish that we can make the bachum that others should join us, not an exclusion, others can join us. But I wish, I feel that what happens is, at a time of a little bit rationalist now, I feel what happens is some guys get a chalishta and nobody's learning. Be'emes sefes techevra, if you look right here, 11, 10, and 9, he's been there all day, everybody here. There's a fes techevra steigen, so it's a little spread out, Bacher sitting here, but I wish maybe we should make a thing, everybody who's learning should come to the same five tables. Basically, that one fits a lot more than five tables, more Bacher learning. Fits a lot half the day's medrash. Unfortunately, what happens is if you have a yeshiva, 5,000 people, and you have, let's say, 60%, so you're still left with, I may have never got that people, but close to 3,000. But if you have, 3,000. But if you have a, but if you have a yeshiva of 100, and you have 60%, so you have 60 bachim. I did 100, but 120, I wouldn't have 60%. But anyway, but you have 60 bachim, so it's a little, it feels a little empty. Nobody should have chalishas. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful chevra. A Bachum was sitting and learning Basmada, Bachum who threw, there was, the Kaila was recently also, Parshat Ashtochish, being assigned to this Bachum, there was a thing that went around in the community, a lot of the children in the community got a certain rash, there were certain fears of a certain disease, whatever, not to imagine, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't, it seemed today, it wasn't. I know two of my kids were hit with this, and other kids in the community, and the babysitting closed down, so funk, Hashem sends an assignment to the Bachum, he aided that the Kaila, a lot of the Kaila was out, Parshat, because a lot of the babysitting closed down. So it's a tremendous amount of say. First of all, I'm very makatayt to every bachum here. I feel the bachum, this group of frat carried the yeshiva for the last week. And I ask for mechazik, let us be mechazik one another, and let us talk and realize that we appreciate this yoke. We're not looking, to burst out. And let us ban as manim also. Just let us ban as manim act fully like B'nai Torah, walk around. Let's get comfortable with it. Let's get very comfortable being B'nai Torah. Very, very comfortable at ease. You're at ease being a Ben Tayyar, at ease speaking like a Ben Tayyar, looking like a Ben Tayyar, acting like a Ben Tayyar. We don't have to change our mode of talk. Like people like you see on a trip, it's hilarious. You see a guy feels, he wants to make a difference. Don't you also say he starts acting different? No. There's no, it's like a funny thing. It's vacations, maybe he has to walk a little cooler. Basically, besides the shirt change and the pants, but he has to like do things different, speak a little different. And it's a Ben Azman. Are you uncomfortable in yourself? None of us here are uncomfortable. We're very, very, if you're sitting June 10th, whatever it is, you're sitting in the middle of Siva, you're sitting in Steigi, nobody's uncomfortable with themselves here. We're very comfortable when they tell you. Very, very comfortable when they tell you. Sorry, I spoke to you. Very comfortable when they tell you. And we should all be Zayich Ataka, we should every day say Shema with full Kavanah, with full intention, happy that we've been a Torah, thrilled, thrilled. We can't believe our mazel was zeichet to have this oil. This is an oil before you put it on every morning. It's an oil. An oil is a yolk. You put it on your neck. Before Shem, you have this with Shus Hashem. Put it on Hashem. You need a Shus to put on this oil. Like all of them zeichet. That's in the morning. Say Shalai Asani Goy. Like all of them zeichet to this oil. It's a zchus. Amazing zchus to have this oil. We should say Shema Tzitterin at this chus. Shema Yisrael. Oil Malch Shema Yisrael. Zeichet to have this oil. Put it on our neck and hold it on. I love this yol. I cherish this yol. And then we should be zeichet when we cherish the yol, never to require a yol. Never to rip the yol off. And each one is very domestic. What point rips it off? What trips it off? What actions rip off the yolk? Never, ever, not for 10 seconds, take off the yolk. Never burst out. Never. We love the yolk. Appreciate it. It's gewaldig. I'll just tell them a mashal. There's not an omal shemayim. A bacha said to me, he was joking around, we were in Atlanta, and I was away from my family. So a bacha said to me, it's a shtickle vacation for you. I said, not at all, Baruch Hashem. I'm happy to be married. I love my children. Baruch Hashem, gewaldig in the shpacha. I'm happy to be away. Not looking to burst out. I felt that. I couldn't wait to get back home. We went to Savannah. We managed to get to Atlanta, to get home. Not looking. We should be comfortable with what we are. We're looking to burst out. The only ones who look to burst out is somebody in jail. And I want to end with one vart. I want to end with a vart. This vart sums it up. This is a vart you remember your whole lives. This vart's a beautiful vart. A Rebbe of mine, Mimir, called Schneider, Chaim Schneider, Talmud, Chatzkel, said this vart, a gorgeous vart. By Yaakov Avinu, it says Yaakov is an ish tam yoshiv oilin, is a man of a house. And Esav's ish hasad, the man of the field. Now, who looks like a free guy? Esav, running vild, no yoke, apparently. He's the free man. Free! Free! Ish hasad! Free, no boundaries. Yaakov's yoshiv oilin is boundaries. Gdarim! So he said, look, the lucky guy. Look at the lucky guy. Free as a bird. Ish asada, man of the field. Yaakov in ish tam yoshu oil, he has boundaries. Looks so restrictive. It looks so tight if you want to burst out. Don't look so geschmack. So let me ask you a question, Yisrael. Who's more lucky? A homeless guy or a guy with a house? The homeless guy has no walls. Gewaldig. You can go anywhere. Free. Open areas. The one with the house got limited. Walls, so restraining. What's the terrace? My house is gorgeous, and you have nothing, you fool. You're sitting, you're a homeless person, you have nothing. You say, I give all them so what? We're up to the Mishnah test. The Mishnah is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the next chain and link. He accepted the Torah from Hillel and Shammai. Who are you, Eimer? He used to say, in Lamadta Torah Harbin, you learned a lot of Torah, I'm toxic Torah Latzimcha. Don't hold yourself so prestigious. Kilakach Matzarka, you were created to learn so much Torah. Dar Kupchapin said, and this is the main chat amongst the Parshim, the main understanding. Some of the Kaim speaks it out the most clearly as follows. You have a guy who's brilliant. People the Shabbat, the Shabbat coming to Chavis sometimes, he's brilliant. He knows all of Shas. He knows Paiskin, he knows Turi or Day about that, whatever. Whatever people in the Shabbat about Gedolim, so Chaim Elijah was chat as follows. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't hold yourself special for that, because you were created smart. God made you smart. There's nobody who can pride himself in knowing a lot. He walks around, look how much I know. Impressive, eh? You see what I know? Wow. Look at the knowledge of that person. No, wrong. He lekach letzart. When people say, my rabbi is amazing, he's brilliant. He's not amazing, and God is brilliant. God made him brilliant, then it doesn't show anything that a person says, oh, he's brilliant. Wow. He's photographic memory. So you're speaking about God. You're saying, wow, what amazing creation God made. What are you speaking about the person? What's this? It's the toil he put in, the effort he put in. The value that you should provide. When somebody stands up there and knows Ksubis at a siyum, he shouldn't cry the amount of knowledge he acquired. That's from God. The amount of knowledge that you acquired, the success you had, that's from Hashem. That we can't, there's nothing to show up about. It's nothing about you. The person's brilliant, the person's weaker. Some people will accomplish a certain amount, less. Some people more. It depends on the God-given gifts that he has. What he could pride himself in is the effort he put in, Amelos. So that's what it means. If you learn a lot, don't pride in that. So you were created. That's Hashem's talents. What you could pride yourself in is the effort you put in. The amelos, that you pride yourself in. And it's really an open pasuk. The way the Gemara in Kedusha learns, it's an open verse. It says, Ki in the Torah Hashem chefsai, everybody's desire should be in God's Torah, in Hashem's Torah. Ube Torah Sai, but in your Torah, Yageya Yom Balayla, Yege Yom Balayla. You should toil in your Torah day and night. So first, it's strange, the Gemara makes it clear. First, it calls it Hashem's Torah. You should desire to learn God's Torah. Then it says, but in your Torah, you should be Yageya, you should toil day and night. All of a sudden, it calls it yours. And the Gemara says, after Yageya, after toil, it becomes yours. And that's the way I understand what the Gemara means. Where the Gemara means is when the learning that is at God's Torah, the capability to understand Hashem. What makes it yours? What is something that you can feel you acquire? You should pride yourself in your gear, the toil, the effort you put into learning. That's what you can pride yourself in. The next Mishnah says as follows. Chamisha Talmidim Hayulay. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, he had five students. To the Kachmat Saitim, so you created, Hashem created you that talent. Chamisha Talmidim Hayulay, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai had five students. He actually had many more. It speaks about five specific stars. Five is more special students. And the following is their names. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis is one name. Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah was the second name. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyim was the third name. Rabbi Shua ben Asano and Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. He had these five talmidim, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Mishnah Yadav says, "Who are your Yamayna Shvachan?" He was counting their praises, and in this Mishnah, he lists the praise of each one of them. He had these five star students, and he was counting their praises. What does the expression mean to count their praises? Who are your Yamayna? He was counting their praises. Why doesn't it say he praised them? What does it mean to count? Yamayna Shvachan, he could count their praises. What does it mean to be Yamayna? And what was he doing? He, you know, he sat down and he said, let me talk about each one of my students, what he's showing off about his students. What is he doing? What is he coming to do? He spent the whole Mishnah to speak about each praise. He then goes ahead and praises each five of these star students in each unique way. What is he doing praising them? What does he come to tell us? Is one. And two, why does he say he counted their praises? What does it mean to count them? What is this Hebrew word, Mayne Shvachan? As follows. We say in davening every morning, we say, Mayne Misper Lakechavim, Hashem counts the numbers of stars, L'chulam Shemais Yikra, and to each one he calls his individual name. What does that mean? It means in the world, it looks like a lot of people, a lot of things Hashem made. The millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people, billions of people in the world. What a person has to know is Hashem counts each one. To count means to differentiate. One, two, three. To count something means to differentiate. To be minus something means to differentiate. You're one, you're two, you're three. But count inherently means they're separate parts. I'm counting all the parts to find out the total of the parts. But count by its nature means you're one, you're two. Hashem is Echa, there is no count, there's only one, there's no count. A count something means you're giving one, two, three, their parts. To count means. You don't count one thing, you count things. The count means they're separate things. When it says Hashem Zvoinim Nisgar Dechavim, means Hashem counts the numbers of stars, means Hashem looks at each star individually. L'chulam Sheimas Yikra. He has a name for everyone. Each one's its own name, is special to Hashem in its own right. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is teaching you what it means to be a Rebbe. If a Rebbe sees the public, he sees the masses. If a Rebbe sees the public, he's not a Rebbe. He's not a Rebbe. A Rebbe who sees the masses as the masses is not a Rebbe. If a person wants to be a Rebbe, a parent has children, he wants to be a mechanech, he wants to be a teacher of his children, he wants to be a teacher of his students. He has to be moyne shvachan, he has to count their praises. He has to understand each one's unique and individual. If he thinks he's going to make, like he has a cookie cutter, he has like this set mold that he makes everyone the same, he looks at the masses, so everybody must be, the following of the rules for the masses, he's not a Rebbe. Who are you, moyne shvachan? He was counting their praises. He was thinking in his mind each one's individual. He was minding them, he counted them. Each one separate. He didn't look at it as I have a tzibur here, I have a mass here. That's not how he viewed it. He viewed it as a bunch of yechidim. Yochid by yochid. So he was minding shvachan. He counted their praises and he made sure to understand each one's individual talents. There's another point here. If somebody wants to be a teacher, it's very easy to know somebody's faults. It doesn't take a mechanech. It doesn't take an expert teacher to know somebody's faults. It actually is very easy. The world's worst mechanech to know somebody's faults. It takes no talent to recognize somebody's fault. You want to be a mechanech, you want to be a good parent, a good teacher, learn to recognize people's milas. Rabbi Yerucham used to say in Yiddish, es is nisfut as a mensch vesech at Israelis. It's not good, say in English. He said, it's not good if a person doesn't know his faults. But oy vavoy, if a person doesn't know his milas. But woe upon woe, if a person doesn't know what his strengths are. A person, you have to know your faults. But woe, is it terrible if a person doesn't know his strengths. And if somebody wants to be mechanic, it's easy to say, people feel the mechanic, I've met such people, because they can tell you about the faults of each bacher. I told them before, I was called by a Rebbe who wanted to tell me about a boy coming to the school. He wanted to tell me about a certain story that happened in his past. Basically, he wanted to tell me about the fault the boy has. So I didn't let him say. But I should have said to him, that's easy to tell me a fault. Tell me what his strength is. That's easy. That's not a mechanech. No, they don't need the power of a mechanech to know. Well, his fault, any person could view another person, it was very quick and easy to see faults. Very noticeable, very easy. We all look for faults. If you want to be a mechanech, learn to see the milas in each one. And when you build the student, when you build the children, you build off the milas of each person. When a person has one mila, through that mila, you can build off of it. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, that Hashem blessed every person in the world with one midah that's close to tachlis hadikah, that's close to perfection. He has one area, every person in the world, that Hashem created is close to perfection. And each person's job is through the strength of that one midah to come to other midahs, and a person can. When a person has one strength, through that it gives him the confidence. It gives him, plus he feels he has a strength nobody else has. It gives him the uniqueness that through that strength he can work on other strengths. And as a mechanech, as a teacher, you have to hone in, you have to focus in on that strength in the bacher and be mechazik that strength. If there's one boy who's a leader, so make him gabbai, make him in charge of things, put him in charge of things. There's one boy who has a different strength, focus on that strength. This is not exactly about strengths, but Rav Ari Farkas here told me a beautiful story. There was a person that we cried from. It was Nifter many years ago, Nifter about 10 years ago, who was a Rebbe, who was known as a master Rebbe, as a master teacher. And he told me a beautiful story. A person came to him who had been traveling the world, been traveling the world looking at the different religions, and who's really a Jewish person, who's a really lost teenager. He traveled the world, all over the world, about looking for different religions, looking into different things, and he came to Shayeshev, to this yeshiva, to try it out. He came to Eifreifeld's yeshiva to try it out, to see what's going on there. And in his first meeting with Eifreifeld, he mentioned, I don't remember the topic, I think he said he was very into hunting, but I don't remember for sure the topic. I don't remember the specific topic he said he was into, but he had been very into nature, into animals and hunting, this person. And till today, the person happens to own a farm, lives on a farm. I'll tell you an interesting sidelight to the story. But anyway, so this person was very into hunting, I think it was. And he mentioned, in the conversation, he mentioned Rav Freifeld, he's into hunting. A few days later, another student walked into Rav Freifeld's office, and he saw a stack full of books on hunting in his office. He took out from the library, I think the topic was hunting, he took out books on hunting, so he'd better understand the student. He'd understand the student obviously had a strength in that area, he's a good hunter. So he figured, in order to relate better to that student, in order to understand him, in order to relate to the thing he was good at, so he read up on hunting, he took out a stack of books on hunting, and he did a little research on hunting, he'd be better at relate to that student. That's a mechanic. Relating to the strength of the student is a little, even, this goes even beyond it, because it's not even necessarily the maila. It's relating to the area which is strong by the student there, it's important to the student. That's a good mechanic. The sidelight to the story is, I said over the story at my Shabbos table, not knowing the thing, I said I heard a beautiful story, and I said it over, and a kid at the table said, that's my father. That story is a true story, he verified the story. He said, till today we live on a farm, I had no idea his father went to Shereshev, I didn't know the boy. I brought him to yeshiva, brought him to my house, and he said, that story is with my father, it's 100% true. He filled in some more details this way. Unfortunately, I'm not remembering it now, I have to ask the Barry Parks again. But he filled in some more details, and he said his father, till today, is a tremendously special Jew. Tremendously special Jew. I happen to know him a little, but he runs a camp. I've been called in the past to arrange to try to help out this camp. So I happen to know the person a little bit. He runs a camp, he's a tremendously intelligent Jew. There are people, he's killed today into animals. He does a shechita. It's known there are people who only eat from his shechita, from his slaughter. That people won't eat from anybody else in the world's slaughter, they'll only eat from his. Because he's so exact on the way he does his slaughter. He knows animals well, he knows the issue well. There are people who only eat from him. I know my mother who only eats his chickens. She likes the way he prepares his chickens, the health, she's into health things. So this person till today is a special, special Jew, because his Rebbe focused on that which is important to him. It's not the exact Mechubi here, but this is a similar thing to focusing on the strengths of the Talmud, the student. Focusing on that which he's good at. Not the opposite way, focusing on the negative, focusing on that which he's weak on. That's not tenor. That's nothing. That's destructive. So it says he counted the students of every, he counted the praise of each student. And he said about each one, he said the first one, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkness, Bar Sud She'ein Ma'avetipa, is a cistern. She'ein Ma'avetipa, that not a drip of water gets lost from. It's a pit that the inside the pit has been worked over in a way, normally a pit, the water, some of the water gets swallowed up into the walls, gets lost. This is a bar that the inside of the bar has been worked over in such a way that it holds the water perfectly, not a drip is lost. And it means he had an amazing memory. Now the obvious question is, we're going to see about the other poor, the qualities of the other poor were all personal qualities, something they worked on. What type of qualities that? He has an amazing memory, like we discussed earlier. Something which you're God-given, is not a praise of you. It's God-given, it's nothing you did. And you'll see the other four praises are all things they work on. This one, he said, you have a great memory. He's a bar sud, shein ma'abatipa, is like a pit that's been worked over on the inside. It's been done over on the inside not to lose a drip of water. And so to him, all wisdom that goes into him, he doesn't forget anything. It's tremendous quality. But it's not something you work on, it's a natural quality. So it's not really such a compliment. You're very unadvanced, you didn't work further. Esav, just to go back to that point we said, Esav is called Esav because it says he had red hair. That's like when we're little, we learn he had red hair, cute. Esav had red hair. What's the significance? He had hair, I shouldn't say red hair, the point was he was born with hair. Esav, the name Esav means usu, he's ready made. Esav had a lot of talents, tremendous koichos, but he was asur, he was ready-made. He didn't develop his talents further. He was a raw talent who had a lot of raw talent. He never developed it further. Basically, that is the guy's good intention. He never actualized it because he doesn't count for anything. Esav was asur, was ready-made. So here, he wasn't complimenting Allah's one hurtness to say that, listen, he had a great memory, but he didn't develop what he developed from. What did he do with it? So I heard from Yitzchak Ezrahi at Levaya. He said over that he wasn't saying how brilliant he was. When he spoke about his memory, he spoke about his love of Torah, his appreciation for Torah, and that's something a person develops. He had a bar sud she'im ha'abitipo. It's not the pshat he remembered because his brilliance. He remembered, because who could forget Torah? Who could? It's so precious. Who could forget it? So valuable. How can you forget it? My mother always says to my father, has a poor memory. My whole family knows it. He lets me say it. He doesn't forget a word of Torah. My mother says to him, listen, you remember every letter of Torah. You're quoting over. You can't remember this one's address. You can't remember, you know, this one's name and this one. And the word is because when you love something, you appreciate it, you don't forget it. It's so valuable, it's not you remember, it's who can forget. It's not I remember, I can't forget. How can you forget it? It's so precious and valuable. And that is something that's worked upon. The appreciation of Torah is something you acquire. That's what he's a Boris Sitchem Abatipa. He's somebody who doesn't lose a mashu of Torah because he has such an appreciation of Torah. He appreciates it to such a degree, it's diamonds then. I always enjoy those that listen to your Victor Miller tapes. If you hear, he happens to be a new shas, word for word by heart. You ever heard him say over a Gemara? It sounds like he's counting money. You ever heard him say over a Gemara? Oh man, Rebbe Lozer. Oh man, I can't hear the voice, but just the slowness. Oh man, Rebbe, with all the names. It sounds like he's like the guy chewing on a chocolate bar. Like trying to get every drip of the taste of the chocolate bar. Like Pasha, he's chewing every word of the Gemara. Anybody who listens to the tapes and appreciate this? He says over the Gemara slowly, with such relishes the Gemara. That's a bird sit chain out of the person who shot the heart. He couldn't forget a word of Shast. It was so valuable to him, it was so precious. It was a bird sit chain out of the. He goes on, he says, Yerushua ben Chananya, Ashrei Yeladatoi. Lucky are those who gave birth to him. The Rambam learns, what's going on here, lucky are those who gave birth to him. So one says, Yerushalmi says that Yerushua's mother used to bring him around to all different places they were learning, different yeshivas, and she used to ask the blessings for him, the brachas. She would say, Bench my son. So Ashrei Yeladatoi, lucky are his parents, they're the ones who zeichet to have such a child. The Rambam says, lucky are his parents, refers to Midas Tavis. He had special character, he had good Midas. His character was beautiful. So why does he say, lucky are his parents? Ashrei Yeladatoi. Doesn't say, the Lazim and Hurkanis had a love of Torah. It doesn't say, lucky are his parents. We will see three other good characters, other students has. Doesn't say, lucky are his parents. Why on this one say, lucky are his parents? So here I'll share with you Ramban. The Ramban says, Avraham Avinu looked for a child, looked for a wife, and he was looking for a wife for his son, Yitzchak. He did not want them to look for a wife in Canaan. He said, go to Laban's household. The Ramban asked, he actually said, Basul's household. The Ramban asked that in Canaan, they were not Abay Dezara, they worshiped one God. Basul's household worshiped Abay Dezara, they worshiped more than one God. They worshiped Abay Dezara. So why in the world did he say, go to those people that are down by the Zara? What's going on here? Stay away from the people, Canaan were better. They worship one God. Zok Ramban, the Midas, the character of Canaan was lacking. The Midas by the soul was ostensibly good. Not by everybody, we know there's love on there. But by most of the family, the Midas were good. The character was good. Zok Ramban as follows. The Cheetahs, the opinions concerning matters of the brain, concerning the way you feel about the world, the parents don't necessarily get passed down to children. Parents could have one idea about right and wrong. They can even serve many gods. And the child will serve one God. The child thinks about the same thing the parent does. I disagree. My parents held this way. A child that's normal, a child with a different shita, he has a different understanding than his parents normal. But midah's character, the child mimics the parents. Character, it's kimak, it's almost impossible to find. Yomban says that the child is different than his parents. So Abram said as follows: better go to a place that they worship many gods, and their understanding is faulty, is way off, but at least their character is good. So I'd rather a daughter from there. She'll change the opinions of her father. If Abba, she did. Rivka believed in one God. But Amida is beautiful. Mashlanger from Canaan, you're right, they worship one God. But their midas are bad, their character is bad, and that's passed from the parents. So I was thinking here, that's what's being said. The Yeshua, the Rambam says, when it says Ashrei Lakeh, beautiful midas, that's when you've loved the other parents. Because the midas speak about parents with beautiful midas themselves. If the child has beautiful midas, it speaks about the beautiful midas of parents. And so lucky are the parents that they're zaycha, they have the merit that their good midas get passed down from generation, generation, generation. And this is incumbent upon all of us to work on our character. It's something that will be passed down for generations. If we can improve, and it's difficult, it's very difficult to break patterns that we have in our families. Baruch Hashem, we all inherited a lot of good midas. But if someone can make breakthroughs in that area, he makes a breakthrough in midas, it doesn't just live for 120 years. It will be alive forever. It will get passed down from child. Lucky are the parents. Lucky are the parents who are zeichet to make that breakthrough in character change. He gets angry less. He gets jealous less. Whatever character change he made, that character change lasts for hundreds of years. He gets passed down from child to child to child to child. It's actually brought in the Siddhi of Tzadik. Tzadik Chaim Lublin says, the innermost feelings of the parents are the children. The midas, the real character, the etzem ahus of the parent, the midas, go right into the child. Mamish the same birth. He says in Machshava terms, it's the same birth. It's the same birth. That the character gets passed down from father to son, father to son, father to son. And if one can be misgaber, one can strengthen himself and make a change in midas, in character, he has everlasting implications for himself, for his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. It's amazing when you watch. I remember in camp, I looked forward. I remember this, I used to talk to my friends about it. I looked forward as a counselor to watching visiting day, because it was comical. I remember one story sticks out in my mind. I had a kid in my bunk. This was like, he was a very jumpy kid, he was a great kid. He was very jumpy. It's a certain kind, it's hard to define the character trait. I'm not an expert, you have to read Mary Madahan's book about any of the different traits. But he's a very jumpy kid. A certain type of bubbly and jumpy. Remember on visiting day, his mother came into my bunk with a tennis racket. She like bounced tennis like you. She was all full of the same energy. But in midas in general, character in general, you see it over and over. It's funny to see that the character of a kid, you saw it exactly in the parent. This doesn't mean it's not possible to change. It is possible. If it wasn't possible, nobody could ever change that line. It's possible, it's difficult. But it's amazing to see. And it's a big incentive for a person to change his character. It will have everlasting implications. The implications are tremendous. He not only has helped himself, which is a great gain for itself, he's helped his children, his grandchildren. It's something you yarish with your kids. One of the big things a person leaves to his kids is character training. It's something very, very, very much to work on. It's something to know in life. You'll notice in life. You'll see a person. You'll understand where a lot of his meetings come, and you see the parents. Even though many times you see the person in Frumkeit's different. We live in a generation, many people have maybe recommitted to Torah in a stronger sense than their parents. But the character traits you see are very much the same. Very much mirrored. Those for the good, and those unfortunately, some for the bad, Rahman al-Tzlan. But we all have to work on ourselves, perfecting our character traits, making them good. And we should talk to be zeich that we have good character traits forever. And through that, we'll be zeich that our children, grandchildren, great control, have good character traits.